sermon is entitled The Dilemma of Youth. It was preached at Northwest College back at a crisis time when our young people were dealing with the ethics of Christians and warfare. The students asked for a special session following this sermon, and we went for 2 hours in open wrap. Many of the students will remember this for a long time, because at this time they got down to business with Christ. Though it's an old sermon, I pray that it will be a blessing to you this more recent day. God bless you.
I won't have to live up to it. I'm a freshman here, and as you can probably tell, I'm just shaking all over. I said to one of my girlfriends, I'd much rather sing in front of a whole bunch of strange judges than a whole student body that means so much to me. I love Jesus so much tonight, and I hope that you'll pray for me while I sing this song.
This sermon entitled The Dilemma of Youth.
was preached at Northwest College while the Korean War was still in progress. It is a frank appraisal of the ethics and philosophy of war and pacifism in the light of Bible truth. It is a sermon specially designed for college-age students and young men that are in military service that answer the questions often asked. Army barracks and on college campuses, is it a moral misdemeanor to kill in battle? Is killing in battle a sin? What should be the attitude of Christians, young men, about it? And what does the Bible have to say in the matter? Is it murder to go into battle and kill? What about the Ten Commandments that say, thou shalt not kill? I pray that this sermon will be a special help and blessing to you. Whoever you are, wherever you may be, hearing the sound of my voice, after giving much diligent study, prayerful thought, knowing that I shall answer to God on the judgment day for every word that goes out of my mouth, it is my humble prayer that I shall not lead you astray, that my word shall not guide you amiss. With a clear conscience before God, you'll be able to face, on the basis of Bible truth, the perplexing questions and the issues of this age. And that someday beyond this world, with a clear conscience, you'll be able to stand before God and give account for the deeds done in the body, whether they be good or bad. May God be with you. May God guide you. May God bless you in the days to come. Prayer service tonight and again this morning. From World War I, we have a poem by John McCrae. In Flanders Field, in Flanders Field, the poppies blow between the crosses row on row that mark our place. And in the sky, the lark still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved. And now we lie in Flanders Field. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Field. Now that is not exactly the mood the past generation that gave us such beautiful folk songs and banjo tunes about flowers that say, where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long, long ago. So we have different voices in the world. The other day I sat with two men, young men from the same church. One was a militant. The other was totally anti-war and a pacifist. So there are different voices in the world. I'd like to read another poem. I Have a Rendezvous with Death, found in the pocket of young Alan Seeger. I have a rendezvous with death at some disputed barricade, when spring comes round with rustling shade and apple blossoms fill the air. I have a rendezvous with death when spring comes, bring back blue days and fair. It may be he shall take my hand and lead me into his dark land and close my eyes and quench my breath. It may be I shall pass him still. I have a rendezvous with death on some scarred slope or